The Dalton-based papermaker says its two mills in Pittsfield will stay open and all of the roughly 100 employees will remain. Nina Paper Incorporated will pay $72 million for the business. Bill McCarthy is Nina's vice president of financial analysis and investor relations.
Can't run a mill without employees, so that is definitely the plan.
Crane spokesman Craig Conrad says the division has grown over the past 10 years.
It has a very loyal, prestigious customer base, has a very strong, dedicated employee team. The rationale for the sale basically is that the non-woven industry sector is experiencing significant consolidation. And there's big major players like Nima Paper that are building these global platforms. So it was the board's and the management team's belief that while Crane has done a great job growing its business to the current size, that it's selling the business and allowing it to be part of a much broader company in this sector who can bring technical resources to accelerate its growth to the next level is the right move. And Nina Paper is really the right company that can take the technical materials business to the next level.
Conrad explains the products made in the technical materials division are used in water filtration.
Well, technical materials provides a performance-oriented, wet-laid, non-wovens media material, primarily for the filtration end markets, but this material is also used in environmental, energy, and industrial uses.
Nina Paper was founded in 1873 in Wisconsin, where it has three manufacturing facilities, along with another in Michigan. Its headquarters are in Georgia. The company already employs more than 1,000 people in the U.S. and more than 700 in Germany at three more manufacturing sites. The company's annual net sales total $850 million. Crane's Technical Materials Division creates an annual revenue of $50 million. The company's two other divisions employ roughly 1,200 people. At its headquarters in Dalton, the company makes currency for the U.S. government, something it has been doing since 1879. The company became the country's sole supplier of paper money in 1964. Crane's stationery division is in North Adams. A majority of the technical materials division is housed in a two-story building that was unveiled in February 2013. The $5 million project involved renovating the existing 30,000 square feet and adding another facility of equal size. Here's Conrad.
The renovation of the building on Hubbard Avenue, you know, again, was primarily driven to, you know, be able to expand our operations. And it's been very successful.
McCarthy says Nina's decision was based on Crane's products, market position, and strong relationships.
Well, Nina has an existing filtration business in Europe, and it's a market and technologies that we're very interested in. They're growing, defendable, profitable. So the Crane business has been very successful and was a very good fit with the type of acquisitions we were looking for.
The companies expect to finalize the sale in early July. Crane has operated in Dalton since 1801, with papermaking roots reaching back to the 1770s in Boston, supporting those integral in the American Revolution, like Paul Revere, with banknotes and stationery. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.